TikTok. Hello, FakoTube. Hello, Fakeologist.com. I'll go through my Twitter. Got a few funny posts. Here's a tweet that I retweeted from Henry McCow showing different maskne. They call it maskne. Now, I think most of these are fake pictures. I have no problem calling them fake, but there are lots of people that are having problems with masks. I just talked to a guy today who's having beard problems because he has to wear the mask at work all day. He gets a lot of condensation. It's nasty. The good news is he knows it's a social experiment, but he has to wear the mask because that's what the boss asked for. Another great guy to follow is Roger Bezenis. He's a very good anti-COVID tweeter. The COVID peer pressure game. Better than 80% of the public knows COVID is 100% fraud. So why haven't we tossed off our masks, our face diapers, stopped antisocial distancing, and the rest? Peer pressure. It's like the boss told an unfunny joke we feel obligated to laugh at. Here's something about vaccinations. Obviously, anti-vax is very important now because they're scaring us with the COVID vax, saying it's the only thing that can get us back to the old ways, which will never come back. Another great tweet on New York City. New York City is dead. Nobody wants to go into the office towers because people are packed closely, and we're told that if you get too close, you'll die of the infectious COVIDs germ, disease, virus. Here's another one. Alan Fotheringham, a great writer from Canada, just died. He was almost 88. Here's another tweet I put on. Canada is going into debt an extra $1.26 billion a day. We only have 35 million people here, and we're going into debt an additional $1.26 billion a day, $450 billion a year this year. Amazing Polly does a great video I posted on fakeologist.com. And it's called Who Do You Trust? Fantastic. And I posted a couple more videos on TikTok and I moved them to FakoTube. You can look at them all. Come by. Thank you for listening.